By now, you've probably heard me raving about Osea. I'm obsessed with their Mega Moisture Duo, and I even caught my partner using it the other day because he smelled like seaweed. Now that's hot, right? You know who else would love Osea? Your mom, or your friends that are moms, or if you're a mom, because being a mom is hard work, and I think all moms deserve a spa day this Mother's Day. And what better way to make every day a spa day than with Osea's Mega Moisture Duo? And right now, you can even get an additional 10% off your first order with our code DATEABLE at OseaMalibu.com. Treat moms to the everyday spa experience she deserves with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code DATEABLE at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use the code DATEABLE for 10% off.
The Dateable podcast is an insider's look into modern dating that the Huffington Post calls one of the top 10 podcasts about love and sex. I'm your host, Yue Xu, former dating coach turned dating sociologist. You'll also hear from my co-host, Julie Krafchik. On each episode, we'll talk to real daters about everything, from sex parties to sex droughts, date fails to diaper fetishes, and first moves to first loves. We are excited you've joined us for an older episode. While our earlier seasons were all about dating in San Francisco, we quickly realized all the themes and learnings are universal for all daters. So we shifted to covering dating from all around the world as the seasons progress. The fun part is, things happen first in San Francisco, the tech epicenter and counterculture capital of the world. We love for you to keep tuning in to our older episodes, but there is no set order to listen in. So feel free to jump to more recent seasons or relevant episodes for you. Enjoy the show.
This episode of Dateable is brought to you by Scoot. You can explore San Francisco on electric scooters and have the best first date of your life. Dateable listeners get a special deal. Sign up for $10 and get 3 hours of scooting. Sign up at scoot.co/dateable or use the code HOTDATE.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Dateable, a show that opens up a candid conversation about dating in San Francisco.
Yay! And you know, when you date so much in San Francisco, you lose your voice because you're going on all these first dates and you have to talk about yourself. And that's why I have this raspy, sexy voice. But the voice that you just heard, that was super clear. Apparently you haven't been going on that many dates. That's Michael Vargas.
And the voice that sounds just so tired and exhausted, but still fighting, is UA. And on each episode, we dissect a dating story. And today we have Alan. Alan, are you there?
Hey, how's it going? Alan here.
Alan's here in studio with me, and he chugged 2 glasses of wine before starting.
It's like a bottle. I pounded it.
He pounded it. I was like, is he drinking juice or is he drinking wine?
I wasn't sure if they noticed.
So this is going to be a good one because he's lit. What's your dating story?
So this reminded me of a story because the other day I was at the gym, and when I'm at the gym, this personal trainer, you know, always like waves to me and everything. I know this guy because a while back, you know, I was at the gym, I'm like, you know, doing my exercises, my weightlifting and stuff, and I was like gazing off in the distance in between sets, and I look over at this personal trainer, I was just thinking like, dang, like if I just like, you know, worked out here like every day, you know, maybe I'll get like really cut, maybe I could like, you know, date like a guy like that or whatever, right? And so then, and I knew who he was because we like said hi to each other. He'd like give me like suggestions on like different things. Like we definitely knew who each other were. I think we'd even talked at that point. So literally, like I had just talked to this guy, and then like this whole thought, you know, of like in between sets, taking a break, looking out at this guy that looks like a Michael Phelps just in my gym, just thinking like, wow, this guy is like so hot. This is gonna be my motivation to keep going to the gym so I can like, you know, start getting guys like that to talk to me. I think it was like one day later that I started talking to him on a dating app, and he totally pretended like he didn't even know me, right? He's just like talking to me, you know. So we're talking, and like I know who he was, and he's trying to like invite me over, and I was like, do you even know who I am? Like, you know, I just saw you at the gym, and he's like, oh, yeah, of course I know who you are. So I end up, you know, hanging out with him, go over to his place. He has this like really nice, beautiful apartment in the city, like 30th floor. Wow. overlooking the city. And so I remember when I went over there, the first thing I asked him was like, do you have any roommates? Because I was surprised that like somebody that's a personal trainer has like such a lavish lifestyle and stuff. And he was like, no, it's a one bedroom. Who would my roommate be? So we end up, you know, having sex that night, and then the
next day, I love how you just threw that in.
So the next day, this guy is like still on my mind because I want to like know more about him because it's like my first time on a date with him. So I text this other personal trainer who's also at the gym that I had like taken some group fitness classes with. This guy knew me. So both these guys, they're like best friends, both personal trainers at this gym that I go to. They're both gay. They like hang out all the time. So I'm out, you know, overlooking, we're on like one of those piers by the ferry building, like holding hands, really don't even like this guy, just trying to get some like reconnaissance over my hookup from last night. And so I say to him, I was like, so what's the deal? Like, so fake names here, but I was like, so, you know, you and Josh, you guys are like both in shape. You're both single. You're both like best friends. You hang out all the time. Like, why aren't you guys dating? And he's like, well, Josh is married, so can't really date him. And so that makes sense then of how he had such a nice an apartment that he must have like, you know, some sugar daddy as his husband and then trying to like do stuff on the side or whatever. And so then everything went fine. And then, you know, like I see him a lot at the gym, but then like right afterwards, he'd like text me and he's like, oh, then he also told me the same thing, but he hadn't told me at the time. He's like, yeah, like I'm married. Don't want to like cause drama with my coworkers. I'm not supposed to be like dating clients. So he's like, don't like say hi to me at the gym or whatever. It was just one time thing. So.
But like, where's his husband?
Probably with some other dude. I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. I have no idea.
But, I mean, you had an inkling. You thought that immediately.
That was my first thought. It was like this is a very fancy place, was my thought. So I was
asked him at that point, but then he just said no, right?
He was like, it's a one bedroom. Yeah.
He didn't lie.
But he didn't lie.
I'm so confused by this whole scenario because San Francisco is so small. Uh-huh. So small.
Yeah.
And especially when you go to the same gym. Why would you even pull that shit? Because he just gets away with it all the time?
I mean, it's probably just like, you know, you're thinking in the now, you know, like Wayne's World, live in the now. Like, I don't think there's a lot of long-term planning there, you know. All right, so here's a kind of a funny dating story from tonight. So, so literally my...
Breaking news.
Okay, so breaking news.
I've got two different people, you know, I'm trying to make plans with. And, you know, like when you're like texting people, like if it's like early on, like the dating thing, like first, second dates, whatever, like people flake, people ghost on you, right? So like if you're trying to like go out tonight, like who really just like invites one person out, right? So I have two people that are trying to like meet up with me tonight, right?
Tonight?
Yes. Yeah,
so it is 10:15.
It's a Monday. So one of them, you know, I've made plans. High Tops is a sports bar in the Castro. Great place, not that far from here. So like we have plans to go there, right? The other guy, I just like vaguely, you know, was like, you know, saying, hey, let's hang out again, blah, blah, blah. And then he texts me, he's like, hey, where are you at right now? I'm over at High Tops. And I'm thinking like, what the fuck are you doing there? Like, go to a different place because I got to figure out, you know, who I want to hang out with tonight. I can't have both of them at the same place. I didn't even mention that.
Maybe bring them together for a potential? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That'd be a hell of a Monday, right?
That would be a hell of a Monday at like 10:30 p.m. So what's your dating strategy then? Are you a numbers kind of guy? You know, date as many people as possible and you maybe one will stick?
Or do you just have a lot of gym memberships and just go pick out what you want?
You know, everybody's, you know, looking for the right person, but in between then, you know, not everybody's Corey and Topanga. Are Corey and Topanga even still together, right? So it's like not everybody, you know.
In an awful rendition of, it's called Girl Meets World, and it's terrible. I'm sad to inform you.
So not everybody's, you know, with their first love, and so I'm, you know, doing all that in-between stuff until I eventually find the person that's right for me.
What are you looking for? Are you looking for marriage?
Probably abs. If abs lead to marriage, maybe.
You just want to be on an app called Abs.
Yeah. What do you think? Should I answer it?
Answer it. He's getting a phone call. Alan's getting a phone call. This is breaking news.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good.
Hey, how are you?
Just wrapping up the podcast right now. Do you still want to meet up tonight?
Sure, do you want to?
Yeah, for sure. Let's get drinks.
Okay, what do you want
to do? Let's meet over at High Tops.
Okay, I'll be here.
All right, I'll see you there at 11.
Okay.
All right, bye. All right, should we call the other guy then and set up? I'm trying to set up a Monday, you know what I'm talking about?
Monday night.
Like, my Monday nights are harder than, like, I party harder on a Monday than, like, a freshman at ASU does on spring break.
Are you going to have sex tonight? You're going to have sex tonight. I'm so fucking jealous right now.
Duh.
What time do you think you'll have sex? It's 10:19 right now. Do you think you'd be having sex by 11:30?
Well, I'm meeting at 11, so, like, that's probably right.
Okay, we're calling him.
Right, we're calling the other one.
Okay, call the other one. We're calling the other one. And what time are we going to set that one up at?
Same time. Ooh. I don't know. Well, should we stagger it? Stagger. That way I can be like, yeah, this didn't really work out.
Yeah.
3 a.m.
Oh, let's see if he picks up.
Oh, he's not even going to pick up?
Maybe he'll call back.
It's amazing that you guys actually call each other.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Hey, I'm just wrapping up with my podcast right now. Do you still want to meet up tonight?
Yeah. I'm still at High Tops.
Yeah, High Tops is a great spot. Let's meet there.
All right, I'm just here, and I don't have a ton of time, so I'll have to, like, leave about, like, 11:45 to catch the BART.
Okay, I'll be there at 11.
Okay, all right, bye.
All right, see you soon. Bye.
Well, we might need a part two of what happened. When you go to the bar, and they're both Ellen.
So we got two.
Two at 11. You're meeting both of them at 11.
Same place, same time.
But what are you gonna? How are you gonna swing this? The first one sounded hotter. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't know. I like the second one. Had like an upbeat, happy boy.
All right. So wait. Yes. What's your game plan?
Well, one of them's a second date. One of them's a first date. Both of them are like in hotels though from out of town. So like I'll probably just go with who's ever at the nicer hotel, right?
Oh, they don't live here?
No.
Oh, so this is definitely okay. For a hookup.
Yeah.
But how are you seeing both of them at 11 at the same place? How are you going to jump back and forth?
Probably what I'll do is I'll get there and then I'll say like, "Oh my gosh, my friend's here." And then go talk to the other one, see how it goes, and then we'll see what happens.
You don't think they'll realize?
There's like drinking involved. A lot of shenanigans can go on with drinking involved.
I've never been at High Tops before. Is it like a really busy place where people are standing everywhere and people get lost in the crowd?
I mean, it's a Monday. I don't know. We might, but it all depends.
It will be three people in the entire place. Got it.
When you say this is a second date with one of them, define date for me.
We grabbed some drinks, and then it was actually like afternoon, so then we went to Pete's afterwards, and then we both had like other plans that day, so we like headed off.
So wait, what's the hierarchy, abs or hotel room?
Oh, this is a good question. I think definitely abs first, but like it has to be like a name brand hotel in the city too. Like I'm not getting on BART. Like screw that. What am I, homeless?
I thought you were gonna say name brand abs.
Some place that I can Uber to like in a reasonable price and a reasonable time frame. Yeah.
Are the intentions set on these dates?
Yeah, I'm like a big fan of, I don't know if anybody's like coined this term, but I like alternate on my dates, right? So it's like let's say every other date, right? You have like your date that's like, this is like the one. This is the person that I'm gonna like try so hard with. Like we're gonna like, you know, keep it politically correct. We're gonna like go to like to the nice dinner, whatever it is you're gonna try to do to like go over the top with them, maybe like take them to a concert, whatever. And then they have 1,000 other options, so they don't call you back. So then you alternate, and you're like, all right, this next one is going to be like, you know, somebody that I find attractive, but like, come on, we're going to make this like a sure thing. So you got to alternate.
And what's tonight? This is the hookup night.
Yeah, like two really good options.
For hooking up.
Yeah. They're out of town. What? Like, one of them's in like Idaho. Are you kidding me?
This is like a big trip of the year.
Yeah, right. So what is your dating life right now? What is it like? Because I feel like you are like You're definitely a busy dater.
I'm social, yeah.
Social.
Well, I feel like you have your... So, you know, people have like a lot of definitions. They're like together, they're Facebook official, whatever it is. And then in between that, you have like the people you're talking to, and then you like have your other people that you're just meeting and stuff. So I usually have, you know, like one or two people that I'm like talking to that's like in the background, like maybe I'm out of town, they're out of town, like we're out of sync with each other. And so then like in between, you know, that I like meet other people.
What are some of the challenges that you're facing when it comes to dating?
I feel like there's a lot of challenges when it comes to dating. I feel like when you're single, you feel like, geez, like to find the right person, I need to be like super in shape and like really successful in my career and like, you know, educated from like a top school, but have like a huge group of friends. But then also when I hang out with this person, be able to like have it just be us. But if we wanted to hang out with a lot of people, you know, like one person told me that like in San Francisco, they're like, oh, you're single because you're from here. It's more interesting to meet somebody that's like from Europe or from another place. So I just feel like there's like probably like 20 things that you could hone in on like, you know, things to aspire to when you're dating, trying to find somebody. So, but I feel like at the end of the day, it's just about like who you can make a connection with. You know, like so many times when people are dating, it's like they want to do these like over the top things, like a trip to Half Moon Bay or a trip to Napa or Vegas or like a concert or like their, you know, this huge party that they know about. But I feel like the real connection is like if you could just be at a coffee shop with somebody for like 2 hours, hanging out, having fun, or like riding in an Uber with somebody, like laughing, you know, then like that's when you know you like found the right person. When there's like no activity, no plans, and like you just have fun like taking an Uber across the city with them.
What are some takeaways? Let's go to takeaways first. I think one of my takeaways is just be in the moment. We've talked about this on previous episodes. Live in the now. I think all dates can be phenomenal if you just are present and stop thinking about the potential future, the next morning. Just do whatever you want. Like, just be happy and don't deprive yourself of that sort of nowness, happiness.
I think that one of my takeaways for today is that, you know, even though people might be gay, straight, or anything in between, that there's still so many things that we identify in, at least in San Francisco culture, like, I think this allows for so much of that to happen and for us to connect to all of it.
Question of the day. You have to go. Yeah, so we do have a question of the day, but Alan used to go to meet his dates, plural.
I want to answer the question of the day.
Yeah, let's answer the question of the day. This one comes from Stacy. She says, how do you guys feel about double booking? Sometimes I feel like it's more efficient to have a date after another, you know, so then you don't linger and overstay your welcome. How do you guys feel about double booking?
I'm a huge fan of double booking. Double booking is essential because what happens with dating is you realize so much that, first of all, sometimes you yourself, like you know, think that like somebody's great because you're talking to them back and forth, and then you like dive deeper into their Facebook photos, and you then maybe yourself want to flake and like you get sick. Or like so many times, you know, you set up a date, you like schedule your whole night around it, like you cancel plans with your friends or whatever else you had going on, like Friday night, you have blocked away this time for this date all week long. You've like told other people, oh, sorry, I can't Friday night. And then how devastating is it when Friday afternoon that person says that they're sick or something came up and they try to reschedule to like Saturday? So at least if you double book, then you get to be the person that cancels. But also knowing that you're right, like we've talked about this, that flaking is a reality of dating, that odds are you don't have to feel that bad about it, because if a lot of times if you double book, one of those two people will either, you know, try to reschedule for various reasons, or one of the two people will be fine with the rescheduling. So double booking, I feel like, is essential.
See, okay, I understand that from a dater's point of view, how that is really efficient. But from the person who is being double booked on, I feel bad for the first person, because I would hate to be the person who's like, you know, going on a date with someone and knowing that, or not even knowing, but they're going on a date with someone else right after me, because I feel like their attention is going to be spread out. So I would just hate for that to happen to me.
You just got to really plan out your transitions, you know, like you just gotta say, oh, and I'm meeting up with some girlfriends later. It's like, you just be okay with lying. White lies are golden in that situation. So if you're double booking, it's all about how you sell it, and then the first date will maybe think that it's wonderful, even though they'll maybe never see you again.
I'm just gonna wrap this up. Guys, don't forget to submit your stories, and remember, you can always remain anonymous. We can change the names of all the parties involved. And last but not least, thank you, Alan, for being here. In San Francisco, stay dateable.
You're no Hermione, but Scoot can get you places faster than anything. No need to wait around for a bus, and they're way more incognito than a carpool for your late night rendezvous. Speaking of sharing partners, Scoot is a network of electric shared scooters. All one-way rides, they're commitment-free, plus they all come with phone chargers, because Scoot knows you're running low from all those texts and snaps. Sign up for just $10 with the code HOTDATE, or go to scoot.co/dateable. To connect with us, visit dateablepodcast.com.